Yeah, I'll have a large Coke, a slice of apple pie, and a BTL. No, a BTL between the lines. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Between the Lines on Ithaca's Sports Radio.
For the first time since the 2015 season, Watkins Glen boys basketball will play in the Section 4 championship game. Welcome back in. Nick Karski with you here on this Friday. Interestingly enough, it will be 5 years ago tomorrow when Watkins Glen and Newfield played for the Class C crown. It was a wild game, a wild finish. The Trojans of Newfield ended up getting the win. For Watkins Glen, this team's special. They only have one senior, and that's Isaac McElroy, but they have just a tremendous supporting cast of players. On any given night, this team can outperform just about anyone. And it's been a great year for the Senecas. And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is the head coach of the Glen. That's John Fazari. And John, as always, thanks so much for the time. I'm looking forward to the matchup. Everybody else seems to be looking forward to the matchup as well. I'm kind of curious what you're going to be telling your players after a night of practice tonight leading up to tomorrow's section championship. What's going to be your big message that you try to pass along to those guys?
Well, get to bed early, number one. Don't stay up all night playing video games or whatever else. Get to bed early, get some fluids in you, get a good night's sleep, and be rested and ready for tomorrow.
You mentioned before we came on here that the guys seemed very, very excited. What was the excitement level like and the energy level like when you guys clinched the semifinal win a couple of days ago against Green?
I think they were pretty excited to get to the final. I think there was a level of confidence knowing that they had beaten Green before. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it was a neutral court. It wasn't our home court. But they did have a kind of a level of confidence, and they did jump out of the gate pretty well and established themselves early in that game and never really looked back. So I think moving forward, it gave them a little confidence. Green did have a couple players that played, the Ericksons, the two Ericksons, that didn't play in our first game. So that did help Green's cause, but we were able to weather the storm of those two and move on.
When you look back to the matchup a couple of days ago, what were you happiest with your guys?
I thought defensively, of course, that's usually our staple anyway, but defensively I thought we did a pretty good job, particularly in the first half. Yeah. We kept them at 22 points, which is pretty good. Offensively, we were clicking, and so the second half, it was a little bit, it wasn't what I would have liked. We made some mental and physical errors that we can't obviously make Saturday and get away with, but that was a little sketchy. But other than that, I thought we did pretty well.
John Fazari, our guest, head coach of the Watkins Glen boys basketball team, somebody who just continues to shine, and it seems like he will have some big games, is Adam Pastore. I mean, he finishes with 24 points. How have you seen his game grow and progress throughout the course of this season?
He's gaining confidence here, definitely during the second half of the season. He had an injury early in the season, and he was out for 4 or 5 games. So then he kind of, took him a few games to get his wind back and get his feet underneath him, and then he's just slowly progressed as we've tailed toward the end of the season, and he's really peaking right now. He seems to be, posting up, doing the things around the basket, but he's also stepping out, and he's making some big threes for us when he's been open, and he's doing a nice job on the board. So he's really playing well right now, so that's a good thing.
And it's interesting because listening to the broadcast here on the station, following along with the games, looking at the box scores and everything like that, for some reason, this team genuinely reminds me of that team that played for a sectional championship right around 5 years ago, where there wasn't necessarily that one go-to guy who's a big-time scoring threat. People would probably look at your team and say, that's Isaac McElroy, and rightfully so. But it feels like on any given night, it can be just about anybody who steps up and has a big game. And that feels really reminiscent of teams that you've had in the past with a group like Luke Flahive and Matt Estes and Joe Palumbo and Keith Rexus. You know, those guys who, you know, one guy would have the really, really hot hand. Do you feel like that's kind of maybe the case this year? Or do you feel like these guys have a really different, unique identity?
I think that's very similar to that team. I think we've had five or six different high scorers this year, whether it's, you know, McElroy, whether it's Shodazak, whether it's Evans, whether it's Pastor. DeYoung has been a high scorer one of the games. Pike. So we have multiple guys that could have a big night. Usually we're pretty balanced, which, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that makes it tough on opponents is you really can't focus with us on a guy or two. I mean, because any one of those guys can have a big game. But and we do have some guys off the bench that can also help us with some of the scoring. So we're pretty balanced, which is makes it tough on our opponents.
Yeah, we're chatting with John Fazzari, head coach of the Watkins Glen boys basketball team. The Senecas will meet Newfield in the sectional finals tomorrow at 2:30 here on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. At what point did you feel like this team had potential to win a division title, to play in an IEC championship, and also, you know, maybe make a deep run here at sectionals? Was there a moment in time this season where you thought to yourself, you know what, this is a good group of players?
Well, we were very hopeful and confident at the end of last year, knowing that, you know, we won the division and we won the large school title, and we did get beat by Lansing in the quarters, but we knew we were, for the most part, going to have a lot of our players back. Yeah. We did lose Joe Chedzoy from the team last year and Colin Baker and a couple others, but we knew we were going to be pretty strong. We played a lot during the spring in AAU, and we played a lot during the summer and played pretty well. And we just thought, you know, hey, we got some big goals. We think we can win our Christmas tournament and maybe, you know, have a good chance at winning the division and maybe the title, large school title again. We knew Waverly was going to be tough, and we did have some battles with them, as you know. Yeah. And then we, of course, we wanted to, you know, see if we could make a little run in the sectional tournament. So far, we've met a lot of those goals, and we're striding for one more.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I always find so special about what you do and what even just the basketball community over there at the Glen does, you mentioned the off-season stuff, whether it's AAU, summer ball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But where does that passion to work and get better kind of come from? Because you have some schools that, you know, they play basketball during the season and that's that. It's a year-round thing. Where does that kind of come from, you think?
Well, with this group that we have now, they started back second, third grade, and I was with them a lot of that time, actually most of the time, and I think they just got used to this is how we do it. You know, this is what we do. We're going to play a lot, and then when you're winning, you enjoy it more, obviously. And I think they just enjoyed playing and being around each other and just fun. And when you're, you know, like say when you're winning and you're having fun and you're playing with your friends, it's just something that they like to do, and they've had success. And I think that's the reason why is they just enjoy playing. And when you're winning, it's just that much more fun.
John Fazzari, head coach of the Watkins Glen boys basketball team, our guest as the Senecas get ready to take on the Newfield Trojans for a Section 4 championship. You have won sectional championships and state championships before, but you've done it with cross country. What would a sectional championship in basketball mean to you, especially since it hasn't been done in seven decades?
Well, you know, when I started coaching basketball and then specifically started coaching the varsity in 99 here, 99-2000. I had several goals in mind. One of them was to bring a quality game of basketball to Watkins Glen. you know, to give fans and community people something to look forward to on a cold winter night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt like, you know, we've done that, and we've certainly done our share of winning, but also despite some of the division and IEC championships, those are great. You know, one of those goals, too, was to win a sectional title, since it hasn't been done here since, I think, 1951. Mm-hmm. And, we've had teams here that have been certainly good enough to win.
Yeah.
When we're in Class B, we had several teams that were very, very good. We were just into B a few of those years when I had Connor Flahive and some of those kids back then.
Yeah.
But we'd get derailed by Seton in the final or Oneonta in the semis or something. And then we lost some in the C finals, to Newfield when we had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter with Luke's group, Flahive. And, you know, we've had some chances, but we just haven't got it done, but it would mean a lot. I think it'd mean a lot to the players, to the community, to the school, to myself, just because it's just been something that it's been 70 years, and it's something that we put a lot of energy trying to get done, and we just haven't got it done, and it would be a really nice thing to accomplish.
John, before I let you run, obviously don't show all of your cards in hand, but we know what to expect from Newfield going into this game. And like I said, without giving away too much, but what are some of the things that you're going to be keying in order to hopefully win the program's first section championship in a long time?
Well, Newfield presents a lot of difficulties for you, particularly on the defensive end. I mean, they have nearly five guys in double figures. Any one of those guys, very similar to our team, you know, any one of those guys, whether it's Humble, whether it's Hardison, whether it's Lackey, whether it's Wood, whether it's Boykin, they, you know, any one of those guys can go off for 20 points on a given night. And they got guys that, you know, can shoot. So, you know, they spread you out, and, you know, they get mismatches on some of those screens, and they take advantage of them, and they're good passers. They handle the ball well. They've got experienced players. You know, a lot of those guys have been around for seems like an eternity. I know, you know, a lot of them are three-year varsity players, so I know they've played a lot in the summer and AAU. They've done the same things we have done. They're a veteran group, and they can play. And we'll have our hands full, for sure. I mean, they're a very good group, and they want the same thing we do. And, you know, it's going to be an intense game.
That's for sure. John, really appreciate the time, as always. Thank you so much. Good luck out there, and it's going to be a heck of a matchup. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, okay?
All righty. Thank you.